Okay, we're fine.
Oh, you want a New Year's streamer sound?
No, no, no.
You know, I
really
entered
don't.
A competition in 2019 and I came in second place. Of all the people?
Everyone has heard your streamer sound.
Where? Because I was second place. I'm like almost world champion. The one guy who
Please
beat me, though, he had one of his vocal cords.
We're going to lose followers. Altered. We're actually going to lose listeners.
Why?
Because those streamer sounds are made. Hey, okay, great. Perfect.
I had to get the right
now
pitch.
Now I see why you won.
Second place.
Second place.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done. First place was too good. His tongue came out. Like a lizard. I can't do that. I can only do the sound. You know, I go, and then that thing goes. He did that with his tongue.
I promise you we're not going to talk about this for the rest of the episode.
What are we talking about?
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Hey, my face is pink.
Your face is pink?
Is my shirt pink?
Yes.
Oh, it's sunny outside. I'm tanned. My emoji got tanned.
You're in a mood today.
That happened. Okay, take advantage.
Okay.
So you can take me up.
Today, we're going
to the bedroom and put me to work changing sheets.
Yeah, I like that idea, actually. We have to change our sheets today. Because it's been a week since we've changed them, that's all. Stop saying things that make me uncomfortable.
Emoji doesn't tell lies, can't even wink.
Today, I thought it would be fun if we played a little game of Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Yes.
Okay, how does one play such
games? I have a bunch of questions, mm-hmm. and we just talk about would you rather this or this? Would you rather that or that? It's like random, impossible choices.
Dive in with the first one. I have no problem making these decisions, you will see.
Okay. Would you rather fight in front of our kids or have silent treatment for 3 days?
How long is the fight?
The fight is
keep in mind it's
10 minutes long.
Fight in front of the kids for 10 minutes.
Fight in front of the kids?
For shizzo.
Rather than 3 minutes. Like a really big fight.
Like what? Like throwing things?
No.
Like that time you throw a remote at my face?
You've never
thrown a remote at anyone that you got mad at?
I never threw a remote at your face.
Okay. But you have thrown remotes at people. You've been known to throw remotes at people's heads in anger.
No.
It's known. Are you? This is
that
a yes, no question.
Is false.
Yes, no question. Have you ever thrown a TV remote control at someone's head?
Yes.
Yes, no question. Have you ever hit anyone in the head by throwing a remote?
No.
You're lucky. Otherwise, you wouldn't be laughing now.
I know. I was really
You're talking
lucky.
About
I did break the remote,
concussed.
Though.
Yeah, that's the force with which it came.
But in my defense, I was like 8 years old.
Look, if you can throw like an MLB pitcher, you get punished the same way. If you can break a remote with your arm, it's only 8. Smash into pieces. How did that happen?
That is so not fair. I was 8 years old.
Would you rather hit someone in the head with a remote?
Yeah.
Or be reminded that you tried to hit someone in the head with a remote when you were young?
Be reminded.
So then, keep playing. Next question.
Okay. Would you rather always match with me?
Yeah.
Or never be allowed to coordinate ever again, like weddings, funerals, this, that, like never.
I mean, I know how disappointed you get when we don't match at funerals. I know that's one of your things.
Funerals.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know what you meant. I remember that time we went to the funeral, like, bro, why aren't you wearing pink and blue like me?
Whatever.
I'm like, we're supposed
listen,
to wear
okay,
black.
Forget the funeral. With any kind of event, any kind of event.
Never be allowed to coordinate ever again.
I think I would.
I can explain why.
Okay, explain why.
Because you're not coordinated. It has nothing to do with not wanting to match you, but some of the decisions you make are just so wild. I don't know what to do about them.
I can say the same about
you. No, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
You cannot.
I absolutely can.
No, no, I'm not like you.
I have seen the choices you
make
sometimes.
My choices are meaningful choices. I'm trying to make statements. No, you're like, oh, black, 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 red. What color jacket? Brown suede. You have a black one, a red one, a white one. All perfect with your black, white, and red shoes. You're like, no. I just bought this.
Everybody
I will wear this
knows
today.
That feeling of being really excited to pull in a new piece into your outfit.
But where am I going to find black pants, black shirt, and green
when
cow jacket? I don't have.
When you coordinate with somebody, you don't have to match them peace for peace.
It's not possible to match you peace for peace.
You don't have to. That's not called.
Like today I could do this, no problem. But if I said, let's go upstairs, like get your jacket, let's go for a walk.
And I wore a brown suede jacket, there'd you're be nothing gonna go wrong with
take
it.
Like a green Celtics jacket with like shimmer on it and be like, oh, this matches. Let me wear this. And then I'll wear flip flops that are pink.
People who see our content and people who like send me messages,
they have no idea how much I'm involved in your dress. I know. So they have true. No clue. They're like, lady, I love your style. And you're like, how do I tell them a cartoon Indian man is the one that is my stylist?
True.
It's so true.
It is so not true.
You dress
for the record
in
every
the dark.
Time I do not dress.
That's how you dress. The only time I match with you is if like I have to go to work so early, it's 5 a.m. the sun hasn't risen. I get dressed in
it's
the dark.
It's so hot in here. Why are you doing this?
Showing you my stomach? Is that what's heating you up? Oh, no. It's because I started with the sheet. That's
no.
why you're still...
I don't understand.
Take 3 deep breaths.
No. Just for the record, I would like to tell everybody that when you leave on a trip...
Yeah, you just walk around a toga.
No.
In one of your robes.
You ask me to pull out all your clothes. You ask me, should I take this or should I take this? Should I match this with this or does it match with this or this? You ask me my opinion.
Remember when I never used to ask your opinion? You got so mad. You said you should ask me sometimes.
No.
That was 10 years ago. No. I've been doing this because you got mad in 2015.
False.
Can I stop asking you for your opinion then?
Yeah, I don't care if you don't ask me my opinion.
Why you didn't tell me this?
You don't even take my opinion.
Because you pick wrong. I give you 2. I think 50% of the chance you'll get it right. I pick a tie that has Canadian maple leaves on it. And the other tie is like a nice Ferragamo tie. I'm like, which one should I wear? You're like, oh, you should wear the leaves. That
You're
looks
such
nice.
A
it's
liar.
Red. It's like, this is $1 from the dollar store. I got it. 70 cents. I got it in Canadian dollar store.
True story.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, wear that tie. It's nice. It has white leaves on it. I'm like, who can wear this to a funeral? This is ridiculous. I look like a clown.
Next question.
Yes.
Would you rather accidentally send a flirty text to your in-laws? Or to
Which
your
one?
Boss.
Both?
To, yeah.
To Both.
Your in-laws or to your boss?
Like a group chat.
Sure. No, to my dad.
So I send your dad a text saying, hey,
yeah.
Can't wait to get home tonight. It's Tuesday. Wink, wink.
No, like a dirty text. That could be very, like, normal. Like, we could be playing, like, Nintendo on Tuesday nights. We could have, like, a competition.
Can't wait to plug in with you tonight.
Seriously.
Like Nintendo.
Like a dirty text. Like a really dirty
like
text.
That, can I read what you sent to me last time?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Can't wait to pull you in the shower fully clothed again. You give the context. Okay. That's all. So you want me to say, we won't even elaborate. You want me to send that to your dad?
Yeah. Would you rather send it to my dad or would you rather send it to my boss, to your boss?
Who's my boss? Like I don't really have a boss, so that's too much. To you, to me?
No, to like your last boss at your last job.
I think both of them would be amused.
They would? I think they would too.
Yeah, I don't have an issue sending it to either of them.
You don't
honest.
Have a problem sending that to my dad?
No, I think it'd be weird if my boss sent it to your dad.
Why would your boss have my dad's phone?
Why would I be sending pictures of you pulling me in the shower to your
Why
dad?
Would you send a picture?
That's what this was. Who's paying today?
This is a sponsor that we've talked about before, and I want to share with you guys again just how much Revolve
this
is part of our lives.
Now I know how you are competing with me on the styling department, why you said what you said, that you can match and you're good at it, because you just
I
go to Revolve now and you pick. You just say, oh,
it.
Help me. They have a curated section. You're like, oh, come, help me look nice for outing, for vacation, and you just pick
do.
From there. Ping, 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 ping.
They have all of my favorite brands styled across high-end, emerging, exclusive labels, fashion, beauty, home goods, men's now.
How come you've never once clicked on the men's side of the...
Because I'm a woman.
But caring is sharing, my friend.
They consistently offer the latest and most sought-after trends in fashion from top brands like Lovers and Friends, Amanda Uprichard, A. Goldie, Michael Costello. They have authentic, high-quality products and new arrivals every single day.
You know me.
What?
I'm looking for new Michael Costellos every day.
From last-minute getaways to party dressing and seasonal upgrades, Revolve has you covered with fast 2-day shipping and easy returns all on them. And for a limited time, you can shop a curated selection of my favorite styles at revolve.com/Sheena.
Wait, you have your own styles there?
I do. You can receive 15% off your first order with code Sheena. That's revolve.com/Sheena to shop my top picks and get 15% off your first order with code Sheena. Would you like me to make you your own page?
No, I want to put all the things I want to buy from Revolve, and then when they buy it from me, I'm going to go and say thank you.
They're not going to buy it.
I want my fans to buy me things from Revolve.
No, you cannot do that. Offer ends August 1st, so don't miss out. Don't buy Trin any clothes.
Buy me shirts at Revolve. Okay, next question.
Would you rather share a toothbrush for a month or never kiss again?
This is the stupidest one of the lot.
Never kiss again.
What? We've actively shared toothbrushes.
I do not actively share my toothbrush with you.
Well, who is ever going to pick that answer?
Yeah, I know.
I want to. This is such a horrible one. At least acknowledge this is a stupid question. One. I shouldn't have made it.
Okay,
in the
fine,
thing.
Fine.
You would not share a toothbrush,
then you should not be kissing.
You're not in the right relationship. Yes, that's an easy flag. Yes. If you won't even share a brush for a month to have the ability to kiss your partner for the rest of your life.
Yes.
It's like, would you rather eat a grape?
Yeah.
Or never see your spouse again?
No, that's not the same.
It's almost the same.
It's not the same.
Okay, three grapes the same time. Would you rather put a grape in each nostril and
sharing
eat a grape?
Toothbrush with someone is a little awkward and uncomfortable. Spouse
but
or
look
not
at the
spouse.
Consequence.
I agree that the other side of it is much more like I would not want to not ever.
There are
kiss
very
you again.
Few things you could put in the first bucket that I wouldn't pick.
Would you rather? This is.
Just ask. It's a bad one. This is what happens when you use ChatGPT for everything.
Would you rather I snored for the rest of my life?
That one.
Or?
I don't want the or.
Why?
Because I'm already living with that one. So then I'll be like,
I don't snore.
You want me to start documenting that also?
Yes.
You promise.
Promise.
Put this up.
If there's anybody
my
that
page
snores
is now
in
just
going to
be a snoring videos. That's all I'm going to do. Just videos of you. That's what's going to be all my footage.
I don't snore. It's you.
I wish the people that love feet love snoring, because then I would be so rich.
That's
like,
so not true.
Hotgirlsnoring.com. If someone gets me that website, I'm going to start putting up videos.
I do not snore.
Okay.
You snore.
I do? Yes. Okay. So the first person to record the other snoring for a full minute, not like 1 minute of
deal.
Snoring.
Deal.
Deal. You heard it here. I could have recorded last night.
No,
didn't sleep
me too.
Till 3 a.m.
Yeah,
I didn't sleep yesterday. What did you record? I was reading. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
And if I look beside you, it's...
Okay, so you do you want to hear... Would you rather live with my snoring?
Or
my mom? For the rest of your life.
Explain the thing.
What?
Like, explain the rest. How does this work? You just disappear.
No, I'm there, but my mom now lives with us.
Oh, and you don't snore.
And I don't snore.
And that one.
My mom
the
living here.
The second one, yeah.
I'm never snoring. So the snoring bothers
me. I might pick you snore and we get your mom versus you never snore. This is tilted towards people that actually don't like their mother-in-law.
I know.
But
that.
I like mine.
Yes, I
she
know.
She messages me every time when she listens to an episode.
She does?
Yeah.
What does she say?
Why you didn't mention me this episode. So it's been 62 messages I have saying next time. So this time I did it.
Okay. Would you rather be stuck in a car with me singing off key or with the GPS yelling in another language?
You answer.
I'm already stuck in a car with you singing off key.
And GPS being the wrong language.
No, the GPS says in English.
Derecho. A la izquierda.
I already am used to it, so I would pick the singing in off key.
I don't always sing off key.
No, only when I sing, then you sing in the right key.
Yeah, I'm
you're
a
good
supporting
at matching.
Cast.
Yeah, you're good at matching my pitch.
Can do it on my own. I can. You want to do demonstration?
No, thank you. I'm
Let's
good.
Do demonstration for the people. Pick a hard thing, and they'll see how I can match it.
Gonna sweet.
I'm so good at this. It's shocking. I don't know why I'm so good at this. I can't sing for
now
my life.
Sing
I can't
it on your own.
I cannot. What a swing. Everything falls apart.
But when you have to match your fine.
Instant. Go.
Again?
Yeah, do it again. What is so funny, man? Just sing the song. Be a
it's
professional.
The face that you're making, too.
It's concentration.
Okay.
Okay, go. From the chandelier. You know what I could probably do? If I put in an AirPod, I could sing really well.
Maybe.
I should do that.
You should try.
Because then I'm just matching. I never thought of this before.
Yeah, you should try.
Okay, sing. Sing something. Let's do it. I'm going to match you properly. But sing properly. Don't quit on me.
Okay. I don't want to run away, but I can't take it. I don't understand.
Don't have the vocal breath here.
Do you think that the listeners can hear the difference between us?
They just think you're singing.
Really?
Yeah.
If I'm not made for you, then why does my heart tell me that I am? Is there any way that I could stay?
You know what it is? When you're singing, you're moving with the words. Okay. When it's a sound like stay, I can match it.
Yeah.
So I did. Okay, next question.
You're very good. Next question. Okay. Would you rather relive our wedding day or our first date?
Do you remember either? Serious question.
Yes. I remember our wedding day.
Given all the people that listen to our show,
yeah,
they're aware that our wedding day was our first date.
No.
That was when I first saw you. The deal was sealed.
I would rather relive our first date because I actually don't remember it. Do you agree?
Agreed.
That you don't remember?
But then we would be like, what the hell? This was a date? We wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Our first date may have been after we were married.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely before.
We went on a date before?
Probably.
In Singapore?
No, before that. That was when you proposed to me. That couldn't have been our first date. No.
That wasn't a date.
That wasn't a date. That was a proposal.
Yeah, but it's not even a date. There's no photos. There's nothing. It never happened.
We don't even have a picture.
No one did that.
Like, not one picture. You
know, photos didn't exist back then.
They did. Of course they did.
You had to hire a guy with a velvet cape and a camera thing like this to go sit inside.
You didn't even have, like, a little Kodak
thing. Those didn't exist.
Yes, yes, yes. Those, like, the windy ones.
They didn't sell those, like, disposables then.
Yes, of course they did.
Those came out, like, 10 years after.
We didn't even have one picture. No. Not one picture.
Cell phones didn't exist, bro.
Cell phones existed.
The iPhone came out after that.
I know.
Smartphones, they were just stupid phones. They're just capable of making phone calls.
I know.
Like idiots.
I know. Okay. Would you rather get a love letter every week or some big romantic gesture once a year?
Every week, love letter.
I agree.
So start writing letters.
You start writing letters.
You picked also. One dramatic thing once a year.
What do I do?
Once a year?
Yeah.
Get a tattoo of my favorite song somewhere.
That's what you want me to do?
Yeah, I want your back to be a playlist of best hits.
Cool. Okay. Would you rather know how I really feel all the time?
No. Other one. Or you know how I feel all the time? No. I'll take the first one.
Wait. Actually, would you rather know how I really feel all the time or never know when I'm mad?
I actually know most of the time how you feel, the first one.
Yeah.
Even though you think it's the second one, we just try to ignore it when we think it's not at a breaking point.
Really?
Yeah, just to avoid conflict.
You don't. I would like to know how you really feel all the time.
Yeah, me too.
What do you mean?
I don't even know.
How you feel?
Yeah, half the time I have no idea if I'm in a good mood or bad mood.
So how do you figure it out?
I tickle myself.
Come on.
Have you ever tickled yourself?
It doesn't work.
Try.
It doesn't work.
Made you tickle yourself. Scratch your boob.
All right, let's take another quick break for a word from our sponsors. This week, we're working with Rula. And I know we joke around a lot, but Rula is an online platform that takes care of mental health.
That's why we joke around a lot. We're lucky. We're in a good place. But Absolutely. That doesn't come without taking care of your mental health as well.
So Rula works with over 1,500 therapists across their network, over 100 different insurance plans. So if you find someone on Rula that you like, there's a very good chance that they'll be in your network and you'll have to just pay your copay.
Wait, so it'll be covered by my plan? Is what you're telling me?
Yeah, it very likely will be covered by your plan and you'll just have to pay your copay. Rula is committed to supporting you and staying with you every step of the way on your mental health journey. Mental health is really important. You'll take time to go to the gym if you feel like you need strength. You'll take time to go to the doctor if something's wrong with you, but take care of your mental health too. Rula is very dedicated to quality care and progress with your therapy. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit rula.com/Sheena to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's Rula, RULA.com/Sheena. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Would you rather be in a long distance relationship for 1 year or live with my entire extended family for 6 months?
Some of these make no sense.
Because you like my extended family?
No, because I like not being with you for a lot of time. It's rude. No, it's true. What do you mean? It's rude.
You're giving also mixed have fun. Messages.
No, I love
you. You said, how could you not want to kiss
distance,
me?
From a distance. What's that song? God. 1 year is too long.
Yes.
I can't do 1 year.
So would you take 1 year without me, long distance?
No.
Or 6 months with my family?
Who are the members of the family?
My extended family.
Extended, what does that mean? You have family members all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Mother, father, brother, sister.
Where are we
kids,
living?
Kids, this house, all the cousins.
How many can fit in here?
All of them.
How?
Okay, fine. Like 15
you
people.
You get to choose the 15 people?
Yeah, I get to choose the 15.
Do I have my own room? Do I have to see like three children of someone I don't know from like Gibraltar sleeping on the floor like that? No. I don't want that. I'm tripping over. It's like, hey, Choto Boto. I have to like kick them out of the way.
No, you can have your own space.
Yeah, then I'm okay with that.
You're okay with the 6 months?
I'm not like excited about it,
yeah.
But I don't want to not have you for a year.
Yeah.
So you have to tolerate.
Yeah. I would take your extended family any day.
Yeah, I've took your extended family now.
What do you mean?
Those two that live here with us.
Those are our kids.
Yeah, that's your extended family. It came out of you.
Would you rather take a break from physical affection?
No.
Or from emotional check-ins for a month?
I don't even know what the second one is.
Like when we check on each other's feelings.
How do you do that with me?
We talk to each other.
What you've ever said to me, this is an emotional check-in.
No, we don't have to specify. Do we ever say this is a physical check-in?
No, we use our hands.
Why?
That's because there's two. That's touch. That's physical. Emotional check-in, where do we like shake my aura around you? This is stuff that people talk about, and I think it's good,
yeah.
But I don't understand how it works. So, like, if you think we're doing emotional check-ins, I'm not familiar.
This is our emotional check-in.
Okay, so I do this, but I still, we do both.
You do it once a week. Would you rather take a break from physical affection?
No. Okay. I already answered that question.
Or emotional check-ins.
We don't even do that.
Okay,
but
fine.
If we do, it's fine. We could stop.
I need emotional check-ins. I could take
we don't do it now.
Yes, we do.
Give me an example of what it is. So
like
at least
when
understand.
I'm feeling something, I talk to you about it.
That's
not
an emotional check-in.
Yes.
That's a conversation.
Yeah, that's yeah. Those are hand in hand.
So when you talk about hand in hand is the first one. That's physical. You give me your hand, I touch it. Physical connection.
When we talk and we check in about how we're feeling, things we're going through, our like where our emotions are. That's an
we don't do that.
We do do that.
I've never said my emotions are doing like this. Are you dating other people?
No.
You're allowed. You want an emotional check-in bud? Like, that's fine.
I have lots of emotional check-in
okay,
buds.
No problem.
But I'm just saying it's
I have
important.
Lots of physical check-in buds.
No, you don't.
I don't. But how come you have so many emotional
they're
check-in buds?
They're not male. They're female.
Oh, even mine. Okay, next question.
Would you rather we always agreed, but things felt meh?
No.
Or we sometimes fought, but there was a lot of passion.
That's where we live now.
Yeah.
We've been in the other bucket.
Yeah.
And we've fought to fight.
We fought
that makes
to
sense.
Fight?
Yeah, we fought to fight about things.
Yeah.
The first one is kind of when no one actually agrees. So it's like you're just.
You like become complacent.
You're just accepting it for like, okay, it's fine. It's not worth
it. We actually did go through that. Like where there was like a complacency for a little while. And I remember talking to you about it. And you're like, no, I don't want you to do that. I want you to keep fighting.
Yeah.
Remember when you said that?
Yeah.
So
that's how I got my sciatica.
It's not true.
Kicked me off the bed.
No, that's not true.
You're strong.
Yeah, I know I am.
Strong like ox.
Yeah.
Fat like fox.
Where did you come up with that saying? Is that a thing?
No, I made it up.
So stop telling people fat like fox.
Why?
Because it's rude.
Why is it rude?
Because foxes are not fat, first of all. Second of all, you're not supposed to call people fat.
I'm talking about foxes. No fox has ever told me it has a problem with me calling it fat. And it's not even fat. So what's the problem?
It's just not a nice thing to say.
It rhymes. Give me something else that rhymes with strong like ox. Fat like what?
Strong and fat don't rhyme.
Ox and fox.
So make it something else about the fox.
No, I'm strong like an ox and I'm fat like a fox.
Why can't you be fast like a fox?
No, because I'm fat like a fox.
But you're not.
Fast. I am.
You're not.
I'm svelte. I'm strong like a fox. Would you rather be called fat like fox or skinny like elephant?
Neither.
You have to pick
one.
Don't
call
this
me fat
game.
Or skinny.
Pick one. These are the questions I'm asking you.
Do you rather raise teenagers again or relive the newborn stage?
Teenagers.
I think so too. But I loved our kids when they were babies.
So go have more babies.
No, I don't want more babies.
Oh, you just want to relive it? I mean, teenager phase, you can't even ask.
I think if I relived it, I would be different now. I think I would like it now better.
You for sure would like that.
Yeah, I would like it better.
I for sure would like this.
I think
they
so
don't
too.
Vomit at that age. Like,
but it didn't bother me when they vomited like milk. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, they're no fun at that age.
I thought they were super
fun.
You
like them like that.
I loved that look of like wonder. That
I like this now.
Yeah, I do too. But I think I would relive that again. Would you rather grow old slowly together? Or stay 35 forever, but never, like, but forget each other every year?
What?
Would you rather grow old slowly?
How would you forget each other? So I'm going to be like as if we broke up at the end of the year and I meet you again?
1 year, and then you look at me and you forget who I am. And then you have to, like, relearn who I am every year.
That's such a curse.
But we stay 35 forever.
No interest in that.
No interest. Grow, right?
How can you actually have a relationship like that?
Would you rather go on vacation with my ex? Or your ex?
So like go by myself? Or with someone else?
No, okay. Would you rather go on vacation with my ex?
Like we're going on vacation and with someone and they're whatever?
Yeah, or somebody that's been obsessed with you for like 10 years?
No, the first one.
My ex?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be fun.
It would?
For sure. You'd be all uncomfortable, not me.
I would be super uncomfortable.
I'd just enjoy that. Look, do like this?
No.
Let's see. You'd be sweating the whole time.
I would never want to go on vacation with your ex, ever.
Yeah, I would. I don't care about any of those things.
Yeah.
You care.
Yeah.
So you'd be all like worked up.
I'd be uncomfortable in any variation of that scenario.
Yeah, I don't care at all.
I would never want to go on vacation with your ex.
I'd be like, where's the party at, bro?
Jeez.
I'd be like, yo, what's up? You know what we did yesterday? I'd tell your ex.
Oh my God.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
It's been eating the internet.
What?
Would you rather be intimate?
Yeah.
With Hulk Hogan?
Okay.
But he's a woman. He has the reproductive organs of a woman.
Uh-huh.
Or Megan Fox, but she has the reproductive organs of a man. Because this is what the internet ponders these days.
Really?
Yes.
Where did you find that? You made that up?
No.
You did not make
you
this
will
up?
Go find... No, I didn't make it up.
So Hulk Hogan... But he's a female?
Female genitalia. Megan Fox, male genitalia. Who are you taking home with you, boo?
Probably Megan Fox.
A lot easier to answer for women than men, I think.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But who would you take?
Megan Fox.
I think so, too.
Okay, are we done? You singing a song? What's the story here? Nothing? Nothing?
No, I think we're good.
Sing one line that I can hold with you. Sing I Will Always Love You.
Okay.
That's it. Amazing. No one can tell. I sang with you. Radio voices.
You
know,
that's all you're giving me?
Okay, no, keep going.
Okay. And I will always love you.
You're shocked. You're so shocked by how well I do this. I'm shocked, but I just do it so often.
Yeah, you're
I can't
great.
Do it with male voices. Only the things you sing I can
this
do it with.
This is true. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye.